So we have explosive new revelations this morning from the New York Times. The paper reports that in 2004, the CIA hired contractors from the security firm Blackwater to find and assassinate top al-Qaeda operatives. It was reportedly never disclosed to lawmakers. With us now is the reporter who's breaking this story, Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for the New York Times. Welcome back, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm finding this incredibly confusing. It seems that initially the CIA said any assassination plans were just on the drawing board. Now you're saying we actually spent millions of taxpayer dollars to hire a private contractor to go out and do it?
Well, there were definitely millions of dollars spent as part of the program. The program in its entirety lasted from about 2002, really up until June, when Leon Panetta, the CIA director, canceled it.
You mean this June of 2009?
That's correct. But there were different phases of the program. The phase that we talk about in today's paper is started around 2004 and lasted, I think, until about 2006, where basically the CIA decided to outsource this, basically hire independent contractors from a company, Blackwater USA, to participate in this program to find, locate, capture, kill senior al-Qaeda operatives.
So, Mark,
but throughout the length of the program, there was never any operations that actually were executed.
I see. So, but why would they outsource this? What was the purpose of that?
Well, they tried to do it on their own from 2002 to 2004, and it never got off the ground. I think the feeling was in the CIA to do it with Blackwater was, first of all, there was more deniability having another company do it. There may have been some cost concerns about would it possibly even be cheaper to outsource. And they figured that they might be able, that these outside contractors may have some skills that that actual CIA operatives didn't have. It's still a little unclear what the thinking was. And certainly Leon Panetta, the CIA director, was, I think, to some extent taken aback when he learned that there was this period of time when they outsourced this this operation.
Well, Mark Mazzetti, the Wall Street Journal broke a story back in July that said that indeed there was a plan to do these kinds of assassinations, but the government officials who spoke on condition of not being identified to the Wall Street Journal said the agency spent money on planning and possibly some training. Is it possible that that's what they're talking about, this money here that was actually given to Blackwater?
I think that when people are talking about the money spent on this program, they're talking about throughout its life. So, yes, there was planning and training during early phases, during the phase that we talked about in today's paper where they outsourced it, and even after they brought it back in-house to the CIA, there was also some planning and training going on. So, yes, there was several million dollars spent, but you know, everyone is on the same page when in agreement that there were no actual operations to kill terrorists as part of the program.
Fascinating, explosive story. Mark Mazzetti, thanks so much for joining us this morning. That was Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for the New York Times. The story's in the paper right now. You can go out and buy it and read it. So, John, what do you think about this?
What do you want the outcome to be? That they were successful? They spent millions of dollars and actually were successful in apprehending al-Qaeda? Or that they didn't spend the money? I mean, I guess
I wish they had been trained in-house in the first place.
It just seems that it's all over the map here, that it's kind of outsourced security operations out of anyone's oversight or control.